What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional with Trust in Jesus Ministries. We are still in the book of Genesis, and we are on the Joseph saga. We are talking about Joseph. And it's pretty cool, unique story. One of my buddies, one of my friends, is favorite stories, man, because it shows the sovereignty of God, that in all situations, God is in control. And we'll see that as we go through reading this narrative. If you haven't checked it out, we're in 37, 12 through 20. Go ahead and stop the tape, see what it's about. Come back, we'll answer the four questions. If you have already read it, then look no further. Let's go ahead and jump on into it, man. First question is, what is going on? What's happening in the narrative? Looks like Jacob tells Joseph to go and talk to his brothers. He wants to see what's going on, to see if they're well, if they're doing good with the sheep. I think they traveled to Shechem. And so he's like, man, go down there. Maybe the reason he's asking him to do this is because Shechem's where that terrible incident went down with their sister and all the men in the city. And so since they're close to that area, he wants to make sure everything's all right, because, you know, there's a lot of animosity there. But either way, he tells Joseph to go down there. I don't know why, because he should have recognized all the animosity, not between Shechem and them, but between Joseph and his brothers. But he didn't. And so he sent him on down there. And as he went on down there, it said that he came across the guy. This is a strange little figure, but he just said he came across the guy while he was wandering. The guy saw him, was like, what's this dude wandering in the field for? Well, when he asked him, he said, oh, I'm looking for my brothers, man. You seen them? He's like, yeah, they went on down. He said he heard him, said, let's go to Dothan. And so as Joseph was going down there, the brothers saw him from afar, probably because he got his coat on. Probably because he got that sparkling many-colored cloak on, man. And so they saw him coming. And when they saw that cloak, that just fired up the anger between them, man. They was probably chilling, not worried about anything. You know how boys be when they get together, just kicking it, man. And once they saw that coat, though, they saw that colors gleaming. And it set a tone in them. It said that they conspired to kill him. The anger and the hurt and the pain and the suffering just welled up and boiled inside him for so like it was such an intensity that it wants to overflow out in wrath and murder. And so the brother says, he said to his brother, man, dude, let's kill this dude. Let's kill this dude. And so as he approached, it said that they wanted to. They wanted to murder this guy, man. So what's this saying about God? I think it's sovereignty of God. Obviously, God placed the person just straight up out there. What is the point in having that man in there? He's just out of nowhere. The guys left. They went and to go somewhere else. But in order for God to accomplish his purposes to save the world at that time, which we're going to find is going to happen because of famine through Joseph, there had to be some random guy, some rando just standing out there, man, to be able to tell Joseph where his brothers is at. That's kind of crazy. But God, being sovereign, placed a person there in order to get Joseph where he needed to go. And then what's to say about man? Well, first off, I think it says that we need to be like keeping watch. Like, we've got to be perceptive, because even though this is, you can't thwart the plans of God, but we can take a practical application from this and see that we need to make sure that if we notice and recognize that brothers are getting angry, because Jacob was there whenever Joseph told the dream to the brothers and to him, and he saw, or he should have saw, the anger. So attention to detail, my brothers, attention to detail, my sisters. That's, I think, is important for us to have, is attention to detail, because we don't want to unwillingly or unknowingly put someone in a situation that can cause trouble for them. And that's what Jacob did, not only just for a regular person, but this is for his favorite son. So attention to detail. Let's look and see. Keep our eyes open, because this not only works for that, but it also works for the fact that we can help to restore and to build those who are hurting and broken. Also, I think that we should not let anger and resentment fester. because this can lead to, I think in James it says that the anger of God, or the anger of man, doesn't achieve the righteousness of God. It's because our anger leads to sin. And that's what's happening here amongst the brothers, is that their anger is leading to sin, and not just any sin, but the sin of murder, which resentment and hatred, Jesus says, is equal to murder, as you murder them in your heart. But this is going to lead to actual murder. How can we apply these truths to our lives? I think that as we live our lives, and as we see that people are doing stuff to us, man, they do. They like Joseph. They think they're better than us. They think they're doing things that are greater than what we're doing. They think that they have better authority or command over certain things. And then they want to boast over it before us as if we are minuscule or nothing. That's just the reality of life. That's just what happens, man. It's not any particular thing. It's because sin is in the world. But as that happens, as that reality takes place, as we see it going before us, and it does anger and hurt and grieve our hearts, let's not let that anger and hurt fester. A practical thing, man, is to find someone to talk to about this, and particularly a person who is not on not particularly on your side, because, yes, we want them to be on our side, but one who does not have that same animosity for the character that you are angry or upset or grieved or hurt about, because we don't want them teaming up with you like these brothers. It says that each said to himself, or each said to his brother, let's murder this dude, because they were just heaping piles and piles of that resentment and anger up on top of each other, which caused them to move to this stage. And so for us, let us find a person to relieve this, to bear this. And that's what the church is for. That's what Paul says when he says we bear each other's burdens. And so let's find someone to do that. But also, I think that we should be looking at the people around us, seeing their hurts, their pains, their struggles, and then trying to be a minister to those. So today, if you are around the brothers and sisters in Christ, look to them and see where they're at and how we can meet their needs. I appreciate you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.